Okay, let's go back to chapter 2. Look at that slide. The next thing we see, and by the way, when is the latter days in verse 2? The latter days, if you want to look this up, in Acts 2 and in Hebrews 1, it says the last days began with the work of Christ on the cross. So you can look up from your slide for a second. We're in the latter days because it says, and I'll read it to you, Hebrews chapter 1, and people ask you this all the time, so you might as well know what to tell them. The simplest one is in chapter 1 of the book of Hebrews, and it says this, starting in verse 1, God, who at various times and times past and in various ways spoke to the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken to us by his Son. When is the last day period? When did it begin? It began at the cross. The cross began the countdown. The first coming of Christ began the countdown for the return, the second coming of Christ and his setting up his kingdom. So we're in the last days. So what we could say is, here is Isaiah. He saw Christ's first coming, his first, what we call advent or coming. And he also saw the second coming. And he also saw heaven. That's what Isaiah 65 and 66 are about. So Isaiah kind of saw all of them, just like here's a mountain, here's a mountain, and there is a big mountain. And he saw them, boop, 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 boop. But he didn't see how long is between them. So the Bible says the last days started here. And you know what? We're somewhere between. We're over here somewhere, close to this one. And so if the last days were starting in the first century, we're in the last of the last days, okay? But back to the slide. Look at this slide, because something is introduced here. It says in verse 12, for the day of the Lord of the hosts. Now that phrase, day of the Lord, appears 19 times in the Old Testament. See, 19 times. Day of the Lord is another word for, and look up at the board here at my drawing. This is called the day of the Lord, the second coming. That's what 19 times the Old Testament prophets call the second coming of Christ, the day of the Lord. And so it's introduced to us right here in the book of Isaiah. So look back at the slides, the day of the Lord. But now look up here at verse 5, because this is going to introduce what this whole section of Isaiah is about. It's the beginning of Isaiah describing what's going on in Israel that's making them sick. Do you remember in chapter 1, it said they were sick from the head of the top of their head to the sole of their feet. It says in verse 6, because they are filled with Eastern ways, that's New Age Eastern religions, the soothsayers of the occult. You see, I've written all these in my Bible, the New Age, the occult. They are married to the children of foreigners, that's compromise. Their land is also full of silver and gold, that's materialism. There's no end to their treasures, they're greedy. And they're full of horses and chariots and idols. There's false worship and all this. They worship the work of their own hands, verse 8. That's their trophies. They're worshiping their own trophies. But look at verse 10. Enter into the rock and hide in the dust from the terror of the Lord. Now, let's keep going because, here we go. Remember this mountain peaks of prophecy. But verse 13 says, on the cedars of Lebanon, the oaks of Bashan, this is just localizing geography, the ships of Tarshish, remember that's was most likely Spain at the other end of the Mediterranean, the loftiness of man shall be bowed down. Now see, the Lord's talking about an event coming when the Lord alone will be exalted. This is the day of the Lord. And look what it says right here in verse 19. And the reason I'm taking so long to get you here is This is a demonstration of how important Isaiah is to the rest of the Bible. It says, "They shall go into the holes of the rocks and into the caves of the earth from the terror of the Lord, from the glory of his majesty, when he arises to shake the earth mightily." Verse 20, "In that day a man will cast away his idols, and he'll go into," verse 21, "the clefts of the rock from the," do you see that word again? "The terror, when he arises to shake the earth mightily." Now look up from your Bibles, or from the slides, I mean, and let me take you to Revelation 6. Because what's amazing is, this is a direct quotation, Revelation 6, 16, which says, "And they said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath has come, and who can stand?" Look back at that slide. Do you see what I wrote right there? Revelation 6:16 that I just read to you. That is an amazing correspondence to the coming day of the Lord. The next slide, we're going to move over into chapter 3. So we've done chapter 1 and chapter 2. Now in chapter 3, God says judgment is coming. And you can see he talks about all their sins. And then he says, way over here in verse 16, he says, "Because the daughters of Zion are haughty, they walk with outstretched necks and wanton eyes." Now look up from the slide and let me show you something. God is observing our behavior, our attitudes, our conduct. It's like all of our life is lived on a stage with God as the audience and we're the actors. It's amazing. The closest way that as a young person, this kind of reverberated in my mind was, one day when I was sitting in front of my ant farm. Do you know what an ant farm is? It's a piece of plastic or glass that's real thin, has dirt inside, has a top and a bottom, you know, so that the ants can't get out. And you go out into your yard and you dig up an ant hill and you dump them in there. And pretty soon you can see they make their little houses and their tunnels and they're laying eggs down here. Of course, you have to feed them, but they're always coming up and getting food and hiding it down there. And those ants live their entire life in this thin ant farm where I could see every one of them, but they never saw me. I would do all kinds of stuff. I would go like this. They didn't stop. I would even tap and they would go away from the sound, but they never seemed to notice me. They just lived in the ant farm. Did you know that life is like an ant farm and we're living right in front of the face of God? And he sees, look back at the slide, he sees how we walk with outstretched necks and wanton eyes, walking in mincing ways as they go. Therefore, verse 17, the Lord responds, and you can read that.